And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
For those of you under 40, now you know what 1984 felt like. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. A young fan emailed me last week after the Tar Heels got knocked out by Kansas, saying now he knew how we felt in 1984. I kind of chuckled, but after watching the Kentucky-Kansas National Championship game, I was sore. With a healthy John Henson and Kendall Marshall, Carolina would have been going toe-to-toe with the Wildcats, and it might have been the greatest NCAA title game ever. Can you imagine the talent and tempo? Potentially 10 first-round draft choices on the court. It also made me think again about my young friend's email. UNC's most devastating loss was definitely the 1977 National Championship to Marquette, mainly because the Tar Heels had been decimated by injuries, and just when we thought they had fought through them all, they lost the all-time heartbreaker in Atlanta. Second on the list has to be the 1984 season, which ended shockingly to an undermanned but well-coached Indiana team in the same building as the 1977 downer in downtown Atlanta. This was the game Carolina fans think about when Roy Williams talks about how swiftly a great season can end in the NCAA tournament. There was no way this one should have gotten away. Not when you compare the lineups, Jordan, Perkins, Doherty, etc. Yes, the Tar Heels' Kenny Smith had returned with a cast on his nearly healed left wrist, but the old chemistry that had catapulted Carolina to a 21-0 start before Smith went down never returned. Dean Smith knew in the short run they might have been better staying with Steve Hale at point guard, but in the long run, a game against Patrick Ewing in Georgetown needed Kenny the Jet to trigger the Heels' fast break. Indiana had a lineup of undistinguished players, including freshman guard Steve Alford. The Hoosiers of Bobby Knight got the lead and patiently held the ball in the pre-shot clock days until they found Alford in rhythm. Michael Jordan missed much of the first half in foul trouble, and the frustration just grew throughout the tense and taut second half. Suddenly, the season was over for what might have been UNC's most talented team ever. This is Art Chansky. See ya.